Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now on our WRAL News, we are learning more about a Chapel Hill native and his wife who are among the hostages held by Hamas. Hear from a longtime friend of theirs as he hopes for their release.
Plus, a murder suspect barricaded inside a Fayetteville home for hours. We'll bring you live updates as police surround the home.
And high pressure has brought us sunshine and warm temperatures. I'll show you why we'll make it all the way up to record highs and what's coming to drop those temperatures.
A person wanted for first-degree murder is barricaded inside a home in Fayetteville. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Fayetteville police have that home surrounded. Officers have been on the scene since about 8:30 this morning. Let's get to Ken Smith in the WRAL Live Center tracking this developing story. Ken.
Jeff and Renee, we want to set the scene right now with the help of photographer Michael Joyner. He's on the scene right now. You can see that heavy police presence around that home. This is on Santa Fe Drive there in Fayetteville. Police went to this home to arrest that suspect wanted for first-degree murder, but you can see right now that person is barricaded inside that home. I want to show you some video of when the Fayetteville Police Response Team arrived on the scene in full tactical gear, their equipment, their vehicle, rolled up onto that home and set up a perimeter around that home. Of course, Fayetteville Police also followed suit. They've surrounded that home since about 8:30 this morning. Right now, we're trying to find out the identity of the person barricaded inside. We also were working to find out exactly what murder charge or what murder this person is accused of committing. We have all those questions in the Fayetteville Police. We're back here live now with the help of photographer Michael Joyner there in Fayetteville. We have this scene covered all around with the perimeter they're set up for this barricade situation. We will continue to follow this story throughout this newscast. Stay with WRAL as we track any new developments here during this noon hour.
Ken, thank you. Now to breaking news in Sampson County. That's where deputies are investigating after six people died in less than 12 hours' time. And within the past 15 minutes, we have new information from the sheriff. We've just learned the names of the five who were found dead in one home on Garland Highway. They were 73-year-old Alfonso Jeffers, 33-year-old Dagoberto Lopez, 39-year-old Hector Salazar Lopez, 58-year-old Lamar Williams, and 47-year-old Jamie Lynn Rowland. Still, no one has been arrested for these shootings. The sheriff told WRAL this was targeted and the home is a known drug house. And new information on a deadly stabbing also in Sampson County. The man found dead in a mobile home on Leaf Lane was in the U.S. on a work visa. Deputies believe 33-year-old Gerardo Bautista was stabbed to death Thursday morning. They do not believe this case was connected to the shootings off that home on Garland Highway. Sources tell WRAL this Chapel Hill native and his wife are among the more than 200 hostages from Israel being held by Hamas. WRAL's Chelsea Donovan just spoke to a friend of the couple who is currently in Israel. Chelsea, the clock is ticking and it has to be just agonizing for family and friends.
Oh, it's so heartbreaking and unimaginable. But we do know that the rabbi from this synagogue here in Raleigh and others in the Triangle will soon be heading to Israel mid-November to meet with families, including the Siegels, of course, to show their support and solidarity. Now, friends say that Keith and Aviva Siegel of Chapel Hill were taken hostage on October 7th, the day of the initial attack. 64-year-old Keith Siegel is from Chapel Hill. He moved to Israel decades ago to live on a kibbutz and raise family with his wife, who is a kindergarten teacher. They've lived in Kfar Aza, a kibbutz close to the frontier with Gaza, for four decades. I spoke this morning with Keith Siegel's longtime friend in Israel who grew up with him in the Triangle.
I'm sure he faced fear and horror and I'm afraid also physical abuse at the hands of these diabolical terrorists.
Now, that friend who you just heard from believes that on October 7th, the couple heard the sirens and ran into their safe room with so many others. Then this person believes that they were either smoked out of that safe room or physically abused. Of course, right now, all of the friends and family near and far away are, of course, praying for the release.
Chelsea Donovan reporting live in Raleigh. Chelsea, thanks.
Now to the latest from the Israel-Hamas war. Israeli troops conducted targeted raids inside Gaza for a second straight night. In Gaza, also, supplies of food, medicine, and fuel for powering generators are running low. Overnight, the U.S. launched airstrikes on Iranian-linked targets in Syria in response to a series of drone attacks on American military bases in Iraq and Syria. And we have heart-wrenching news now. New information coming out today about the victims of Wednesday's mass murder in Lewiston, Maine. Among them, 53-year-old Tricia Aslin. She was enjoying a night off with her sister Bobby at the local bowling alley. Kim McConville says her cousin Billy Young and his 14-year-old son Aaron were among the victims.
Just innocent people out for a night of bowling. This was a children's event. You know, who expects a shooter to go into a children's event?
Many relatives had to wait more than 12 agonizing hours to learn their loved ones had been killed.
And the manhunt for the suspect, Robert Card, continues more than 36 hours after the worst mass shooting in Maine's history. Card is suspected of killing 18 people and injuring 13 more in that shooting spree. NBC's Alice Barr is in Lewiston, Maine.
An urgent manhunt for suspected mass murderer Robert Card growing in scale and intensity.
All of our partners have been continuing to work 530-plus tips and leads that have come in from the general public, from a number of communities, a number of different relationships.
Until he's found, tens of thousands remain under shelter-in-place orders. Card is suspected of killing at least 18 people and injuring 13 more in a Lewiston bowling alley and a nearby restaurant and bar. Survivors describing the terror.
I almost wish that I was up closer to him when he came in, because every time I close my eyes, I visualize myself attacking him.
Grief-stricken families can't begin to describe the loss.
The world lost a great girl, and I lost a precious daughter.
A family member of the 40-year-old suspect says he struggled recently with acute mental health issues. Card is a longtime Army reservist, and officials tell NBC News he threatened a military base and was sent by his own commanders to a mental health facility in July.
That should have triggered the yellow flag law, and he should have been separated from his weapons.
As the community reels from Maine's worst mass murder in history, now a lifetime of heartbreak for each victim taken.
As investigators look for a motive for this horrible act, they may have one significant clue. Multiple law enforcement sources telling NBC News there was a note found in the suspect's home. They've been analyzing that to see how it might direct their investigation. In Lewiston, Maine, Alice Barr, NBC News.
Well, here in the WRA Live Center, we continue to track the latest developments in this Maine mass shooting. At this hour, law enforcement officers have converged on a farmhouse and a river about 15 miles from Lewiston, Maine, where that mass shooting happened. They're in Lisbon, Maine, and they've converged on that farmhouse. They're searching a river at this hour. That farmhouse is not far from where Robert Card's vehicle was found, about a mile away. We're hearing from authorities where they're searching right now. His vehicle was found in that area. Of course, neighbors are being encouraged to stay away from that area. Also, according to a CNN reporter who talked with a neighbor on that scene a little while ago, that neighbor said that he heard some type of gunshots. Of course, we're working to confirm that. But right now, at this hour, law enforcement officers have an intense search going on in a farmhouse in Lisbon, Maine, which is about 15 miles south of Lewiston, to finally tracked down Robert Card. We don't know exactly what they're looking for, but there's a heavy police presence there on that farmhouse in Lisbon. We'll keep you updated here in the WRA Live Center.
We bring it back home. We have a live look at Durham Bulls Athletic Park right now. Woolly Bulls Winterfest all set up right there. We have highs this afternoon be about 10 degrees above normal. You can expect it to be even warmer this weekend. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at those potential record highs.
Not feeling very much like winter now, but boy, wait till next week. Let's take a look outside right now. Temperatures are mostly in the mid-70s, 76 in Durham, 77 Fayetteville, 76 in Rocky Mount, 72 in Roxborough, and we are easily on our way to a high in the 80s for this afternoon. Looking at 82 this afternoon. Tomorrow, we bounce up to 85. That'll only be 1 degree from the record. On Sunday, we'll likely break the record at 84, and then on Monday, we'll tie it at 86. Look what happens next, though. We're going to go from 80s to 50s for Halloween. All week long, we've been tracking this front. It is slowly moving across the country. It's starting to push some rain on it a little closer to us around Tennessee and Kentucky, but this high pressure system is going to hold tough. High pressure systems can often block systems to the west, and so the high will keep us really warm and dry all the way up until Tuesday. We've had to add some rain back into the forecast. We were trending drier the last 2 days. Today we're trending a little bit wetter again and definitely cooler with temperatures in the mid-50s. I'll walk you through futurecast and we'll go over the timeline and what we can see on Tuesday coming up.
A girl missing from North Carolina has been found in Missouri with a man who authorities say is a convicted sex offender. 30-year-old Christopher Porter is from Oklahoma. Investigators say he drove across the country to help the girl run away from her home in Monroe, which is outside Charlotte. Police say Porter met the child online through social media messaging apps. Officers found the girl after she and Porter were spotted in a parked car Wednesday. Porter is facing charges including statutory rape and sexual exploitation of a minor. New legislation in the works on Capitol Hill would make it easier for veterans with mental illnesses to bypass background checks when buying weapons. It's in an amendment attached to a package of annual spending bills that hasn't passed the Senate yet, but could next week. Three Democrats joined Republicans in supporting the amendment. So did independent Senators Angus King and Kyrsten Sinema, who side with Democrats.
Next at noon, the devastation in Acapulco, Mexico is becoming more clear after a Category 5 hurricane tore through the resort city. Dozens are dead, and we hear from people talking about the destruction.
Also, 5 years after the Tree of Life synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, a look back at that tragedy.
Plus, a new look for Raleigh's oldest theater. What's playing at the Rialto this weekend?
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
Here's a live look at Apex right down Salem Street there this noon. Blue skies, warm temperatures as you watch WRAL News, available on Spectrum and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device.
This is just some of the destruction that we are seeing out of Acapulco, Mexico in the aftermath of Hurricane Otis. We know 27 people are dead and others are missing. The Category 5 storm flooded streets and destroyed homes and buildings. Patrick Ottman explains the devastation people in the area are feeling.
Acapulco, a tourist beach town, now the scene of heartbreaking destruction. After the Category 5 Hurricane Otis barreled into southern Mexico, with sustained winds of 165 miles per hour, building after building ripped apart. Video taken from a drone showing widespread flooding. Some residents say they had no choice but to evacuate on foot. Power is disrupted for more than 300,000 people as of Thursday, and food increasingly scarce.
Looking at it now, Acapulco is a total disaster. It's not what it was before. The park was totally destroyed, the buildings, all the streets. No, I would describe Acapulco now as a total disaster.
As rescue workers reached the hardest hit areas, they reported grim news about the loss of life.
Unfortunately, we received word from the state and city governments that 27 people are dead and four are missing.
Officials said they tried to alert the populace about the rapidly intensifying storm, but there was not enough time for many to seek shelter, flee, or stock up on supplies. In less than 24 hours, Otis exploded from a tropical storm to a Category 5 hurricane, which can inflict catastrophic wind damage and life-threatening storm surge. Forecasters admit Otis's sudden strengthening as it traveled over uncommonly warm waters caught them off guard. High ocean temperatures help fuel hurricanes. 2023 broke records for surface ocean heat, which scientists say is one of the effects of human-caused climate change. Mexico's president is visiting the region where the storm hit and said his country had never experienced a hurricane like Otis.
No tiene precedente.
This has no precedent in this country, not only because of the way it gained strength in a short time, but also because of the magnitude of the hurricane.
Forecasters called Otis a nightmare scenario, but it could simply be a sign of the hurricanes to come.
Around 10,000 members of the military have been deployed to help with rescue and recovery efforts.
Well, following some breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center concerning the fraud trial of former President Donald Trump, a New York judge overseeing that fraud trial, ordering his daughter Ivanka Trump to testify in this fraud case in terms of the business dealings and what she might know. Judge Arthur Ergeron agreed with the Attorney General's office that Ivanka Trump's testimony is necessary, even though she's no longer a defendant in the case. Now, the judge overseeing that $250 million civil trial against the former president believes Ivanka Trump's testimony is vital to proving what was going on with the Trump's business empire. Well, Trump's attorneys unsuccessfully challenged that subpoena to have Ivanka Trump testify. But as of just before we came on the air, we learned that Ivanka Trump will have to testify in that fraud trial out of New York.
Today marks 5 years since the mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. It's considered the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. 11 people were killed. And on this five-year mark, Rabbi Jeffrey Myers says we all need to learn how to live in peace and work together. He also had a message for the people of Lewiston, Maine. Myers says his synagogue and the Pittsburgh community stand with them at this difficult time.
Congressman George Santos is facing a challenge. Several of his fellow New York Republicans are trying to oust him from office. Four Republicans are co-sponsoring a resolution to expel him from Congress. This comes in response to a series of scandals, including allegations that he misled voters about his background. The resolution would require a two-thirds majority to be successful. Santos says he will not resign.
Raleigh's oldest theater has a brand new look. Here's what it looked like when it reopened under new ownership this summer. And now check it out, a new logo for the Rialto and a fresh coat of blue paint. Hayes Permar and some neighbors are now running the iconic theater on Glenwood Avenue that dates back to 1936. The Rialto is showing the Rocky Horror Picture Show tonight and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre on Halloween night. Rocky Horror is a staple
classic,
with them.
Yeah,
they used to show it all the time there. I'm back at it.
I've never watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I don't think I could stomach it.
Halloween.
Kudos
might
to
be
those
a good
who
day.
Can though.
It's a perfect weekend for it.
Yeah, very spooky, but nothing spooky about our weather right now. Look at these beautiful blue skies, all that sunshine out there, and it is warming up.
It is so pretty. It's funny because the very last thing that they showed at the Rialto was Rocky Horror Picture Show. So it's starting right back where they left off. It's so nice to have that back. So many things happening out there. You take a live look at Clayton right now. And the Harvest Festival is all set for this weekend. It doesn't look like it's quite open yet, but it is all ready to go. Looking beautiful there. 76 degrees in Clayton. Dew point 62. That's a little higher than it was earlier in the week. Earlier in the week, our dew point was way down to the 30s. So 62 is not a high dew point. It's not like we normally see muggy conditions this time of year, but it's definitely up there. That's one of the reasons we had some patches of fog this morning. We'll probably see that again tomorrow morning and all the way through the weekend, just for a little bit. 82, the high temperature this afternoon. We take a look at current temperatures, 77 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 76 in Rocky Mount, 73 in Roxborough. So fairly uniform in the mid-70s. We're headed into the low 80s. 82 for the high in Raleigh, 81 in Durham, and 82 in Fayetteville this afternoon. Hurricanes perfect afternoon, evening, for some tailgating. Temperature at 6 p.m., 77 if you're going to be there a little bit earlier. And they're going to be close to 80 degrees there at about 5 o'clock this afternoon. 8 o'clock, 70, and walking out of the arena, 67, not bad. We'll take a look at our weekend warm-up. All of this warm air sliding from west to east. These darker orange colors are an indication of temperatures well above normal. 80 degrees is 10 degrees above normal. The 85, 86 degree temperatures we're looking at, good 15 degrees above normal. But look at that. We have a big cold air mass. It's going to be crossing the country over the weekend and sliding in here just in time for Halloween. In the meantime, we'll enjoy the warm temperatures. We'll just miss the record high tomorrow, 85. The record's 86. 84 Sunday should break the previous record of 83. And then we may tie it Monday at 86. So warm temperatures to look forward to if you like that sort of thing. We're likely to see 13 days at 80 degrees or warmer this October. That's more than double the average of 6. Probably not going to hit the record of 17, but we may end up tied for third place for those 80 degree plus days this October. Great for Saturday football, but shorts and t-shirts weather for sure. Clemson plays at NC State. at 2 o'clock, 83 degrees. And Fayetteville State plays at Shaw at 1 o'clock, 81 degrees. Looking absolutely gorgeous. Wonderful evening for football Friday as well. Temperatures at game time likely to be upper 70s to close to 80, but dropping nicely through the 70s. Maybe a little warm at game time start, but then feeling more comfortable later on. Here's a look at our front. The front itself is still well to the west, but sent some rain out across the Mississippi. We're not likely to see that until we get to Tuesday. We've been trending drier for the last several days. We're starting to trend wetter on a few of the models. It doesn't look like, you know, it's a slam dunk. We're definitely going to see rain on Tuesday at trick-or-treat time, but we're starting to trend a little bit wetter. Definitely cooler, 56 degrees during trick-or-treat time. And behind that, of course, we're looking at some really chilly air that comes dropping in on us. We do have a good chance of our first real freeze and frost next Thursday morning, so more than a week from now. So Tuesday coming up, we're going to go through hour by hour with Futurecast, talk about what those chances are that we see rain for trick-or-treat time, and then 33 on Thursday morning. That could end the growing season.
What a drop. Do those go together there in the same week of a forecast?
Kind of like Sesame Street. One of these things is not like the other. I don't know.
Elizabeth, thanks. Here's a look at a few of the stories we're working on for our evening news. Linda's Barn Grill has been a Chapel Hill staple for more than 45 years. Today at 4, we'll explain why the owners are asking for a little help to make its fifth decade.
And voters in three Wake County towns will decide whether to borrow money for new parks like this one. What you need to know before going to the polls and how much the effort could cost. That's today on our news at 5:30. And coming up still ahead this noon, the next time you order an Uber, imagine a car showing up without a driver. That's the reality in one city. We'll tell you where next.
I would run. Plus, tens of thousands of Honda Civic parts are being recalled. We'll tell you the problems some drivers are seeing and which vehicles are impacted. Today in Money Matters, Taco Bell's World Series stolen base promotion is back, and some Honda Civics are being recalled. Those are among today's business headlines with Mayor Bill Aber.
Honda's recalling 176,000 newer Civics for a second round of repairs to fix a power steering issue. So the recall applies to certain 2022 through 2024 models that already have the power steering rack replaced. That part may have been incorrectly assembled, and that could lead to other problems, and in some cases, cause damage to the car's tires. Honda will notify owners of the Civics involved in the recall in early December. Ford is postponing about $12 billion it planned to spend on electric vehicle manufacturing. The automaker says some consumers are no longer willing to pay a premium for an electric vehicle. And while EV sales are growing, the pace of growth is slower than expected. Ford's EV and software unit lost more than $3 billion in the first three quarters. That's more than the company forecast the unit would lose all year. Ford says it's not cutting back on EV spending, but will now ramp up manufacturing at a more gradual rate. More Americans are pulling money out of retirement funds to pay for emergencies. Fidelity Investments says hardship withdrawals from 401ks have tripled over the last 5 years. The percentage of people pulling money from a 401k at Fidelity now stands at 6.9%. It was down at 2.1% just 5 years ago. Financial experts say pulling money from a retirement plan is usually a sign that there are no other sources of savings available to the individual to cover an emergency. Taco Bell's Steal a Base, Steal a Taco World Series promotion is back as soon as the first stolen base of the series is recorded. The fast food giant will give away free nacho cheese Doritos Locos tacos. You have to be a member of Taco Bell Rewards, the chain's loyalty program, to get the free taco. You'll get a notification on how to redeem the offer once the base is stolen. Game one of the World Series is tonight with the Texas Rangers hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ Market Site.
And here in the WRL Live Center, a major development in our top story. I want to take you right to it, courtesy of photographer Michael Joyner on the ground there in Fayetteville. At the top of the broadcast, we told you about a man barricaded inside a home on Santa Fe Drive. If you look closely right there, officers were able to get him out of that home. He's now in that police cruiser. Of course, we have a crew there on the ground. We're getting more information to find out his identity and why he was charged with murder. We'll have more on that in our news starting at 4.
All right, Ken, thanks for that update. After several attacks on U.S. military bases, the U.S. launched a military strike in Syria last night. Coming up, we'll tell you who the strikes were targeting.
And a popular SUV is facing recalls due to faulty bumpers. How many vehicles might be affected and how you can get it fixed.
And here's another look at your winning lottery numbers.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We start this half hour of WRL News, getting back to our top story. The situation out of Fayetteville, a person wanted for first-degree murder, is now in custody.
That man had barricaded himself inside a home since around 8:30 this morning. Officers have been on the scene ever since. Let's get to Ken Smith in the WRL Live Center, where that suspect is now in the back of a police cruiser. Ken.
Renee and Jeff, we want to take you right to the scene with the help of photographer Michael Joyner there on the ground in Fayetteville. You see the suspect right there in that police cruiser. Here's what we know so far. Around 8:30 this morning, Fayetteville police went to this home on Santa Fe Drive to arrest the man you see there in the back of that cruiser. And apparently, whatever happened, he barricaded himself inside that home right there on Santa Fe Drive. And this is near the intersection with Yadkin Road, to give you some perspective on exactly where we're talking about. And this standoff lasted until we came on the air at the top of the broadcast and up until about 10 minutes ago when he walked out in handcuffs and was put into this vehicle. They were there to arrest him for a first-degree murder charge. Now, we don't know what murder he is accused of committing. We're also working to find out his identity. But again, the suspect who barricaded himself for a couple of hours at least there in that Fayetteville neighborhood, now in custody. We have a team there on the ground. Of course, we'll be updating this story on air and online on WRL.com and the WRL News app as well.
Ken, thanks. U.S. fighter jets like these have launched airstrikes in Syria against Iranian-linked targets.
And this is not Israel and Hamas war-related. It's in response to several attacks on U.S. military bases in Syria. Doug Luzada reports this comes as the White House is trying to get more funding for Israel.
It was F-16 fighter jets like these that carried out the attacks last night in Syria. The targets were close to the border with Iraq and included facilities linked to Iran and a number of recent attacks on U.S. bases in the region that injured 21 U.S. service members. A U.S. contractor died of a heart attack.
The question is, what did we disrupt? What did we attack? Did we disrupt their capability to continue to attack our personnel in the region?
The attacks also come as Israel is preparing for a long-anticipated ground invasion of Gaza. And at the same time, back on Capitol Hill, we're expecting a funding fight over aid to Israel.
It was cordial and pleasant.
New House Speaker Mike Johnson met yesterday with President Biden at the White House. Aid to Israel has strong bipartisan support, but Republicans want to separate it from a comprehensive White House package that includes funding for Ukraine.
House Republicans are demanding more information from the White House so that we can help and make these critical decisions. Look, we're going to stand by Israel, but we have to be careful in how it's done.
I'd say the same thing about Ukraine. I just know that time's not on our side. The runway's getting shorter with every passing week. We need that supplemental funding.
The White House has asked Congress for about $106 billion in additional funding.
Bumper covers are falling off of brand new Toyotas. That defect has led to a recall. 500 Side's Keely Arthur tracks all types of recalls for us and explains the problem drivers need to know.
Having that plastic cover fall off your bumper maybe doesn't sound like much, but Toyota says even a minor impact on certain Highlanders could knock the cover off. And if that happens at highway speeds, it becomes a hazard that could cause a crash. About 751,000 2020 through 2023 Highlander and Highlander hybrid vehicles are involved in this recall. Toyota says the tabs used to mount the bumper cover could let go, and the cover could become a projectile on the road. Dealers will inspect and replace those mounting tabs. If there is already damage to the bumper covers, the dealers will replace them. If your Highlander is part of this recall, Toyota will send you a letter in December. Keely Arthur, 5 on your side.
More than 200 workers have lost their jobs at a distribution center in High Point. The layoff notice says the National Distribution Center is closing as of December 31st. 217 workers will be impacted. More than 8,600 workers have been affected in 95 layoff notices filed so far this year in North Carolina. That's more than double last year's numbers.
A local business is preparing for its final live music show this weekend before closing. We're talking about Berkeley Cafe. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains how new developments coming to downtown Raleigh are pushing out this decades-old staple.
A new tower will be built here on West Martin Street. That means the Berkeley Cafe, the place known as Raleigh's oldest music venue, is being forced out. The Berkeley Cafe will host its final live music shows here tonight and tomorrow. After 43 years on West Martin Street, the business will close to make way for that new development. A 40-story skyscraper, the move Raleigh City Council approved in April. The place that's lovingly called the Burke has been a staple for the local music scene since the 80s. Although this location is closing, the Burke won't be going anywhere. They'll just be moving a couple of blocks away. They're going to move into the former Fiction Kitchen on South Dawson Street early next year. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Our county-by-county coverage takes us to Johnston, Cumberland, and Lee counties this Halloween weekend. A lot of outdoor events happening in Cumberland County. The Alzheimer's Association's Walk to End Alzheimer's is happening tomorrow morning at Secret Stadium in Fayetteville. The walk raises money for Alzheimer's research. Check-in is at 9. The opening ceremony will be at 10, and the walk gets started at 10:30. WRL is a proud community partner, and Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bays will be the MC. Clayton's annual Harvest Festival continues through Sunday. You can park at Clayton High School's upper lot, and a shuttle will take you right to the festival. Enjoy carnival rides, food trucks, and craft beer. There's also a car show, a barbecue competition, and a vendor fair. And in Lee County, you can start your trick-or-treating early. Tomorrow, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., you can head to downtown Sanford, where you're looking live right now, for family-friendly trick-or-treating. Look for the paper pumpkin in the window of participating businesses. And at noon, there will be a costume contest on Charlie Watson Lane. By the way, this is for kids 12 and under.
Well, it's that time of year when you can keep, when we all keep hearing about vaccinations. Who the CDC says should get the Mpox vaccine and why?
Plus, small tweaks in what you eat could have a big impact on saving our planet. Three things you can start today for a better tomorrow.
New versions of the COVID-19 vaccines are out, but new data shows Americans aren't getting them. The CDC says a national survey found only 7% of adults, 2% of children have gotten the updated shots. About 40% of adults say they won't get the shots. This comes as CDC Director and former North Carolina Health Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen reminds people to get their flu and COVID shots. Although the Mpox public health emergency is over, CDC advisors say those at high risk should still get vaccinated. They voted unanimously to recommend men who have sex with men and other high-risk individuals get vaccinated routinely. They recommend two doses of the Jynneos vaccine. Over 30,000 Americans were infected with Mpox during the 2022 and 23 outbreak, with 55 deaths.
A few small food swaps could have a big impact on the environment. That's according to a new study in the journal Nature Food. The author says food production causes about a fifth of the world's greenhouse gases. She suggests swapping beef for chicken, juice for fruit, and cow's milk for non-dairy options. The study says if everyone made these switches in their diet, it could cut the U.S. dietary carbon footprint by about a third. Celebrate Halloween without scaring your budget. We'll share five ways to have fun this holiday without overspending. Oil and gas company BP is buying $100 million worth of electric vehicle chargers from Tesla. The superchargers will not look like other Tesla chargers. They will be branded with a BP Pulse logo. They'll begin installing the chargers next year. Currently, BP Pulse has 27,000 charging points and is expanding. This is the first time Tesla has ever sold chargers to another company. More Americans than ever are celebrating Halloween this year and spending a record-breaking amount of money on the spooky holiday. Cole Higgins has some ways to celebrate without scaring your budget.
A spooky and pricey holiday. Total Halloween spending is expected to reach a record $12.2 billion this 2023. That's according to an annual survey from the National Retail Federation. But experts say you can still have a fun All Hallows Eve without overspending.
Well, you definitely want to be the house with the good candy, right?
Jessica Allen from Living Well Spending Less has five tips to help you save money. The first step is to make a budget and stick to it.
It doesn't take a lot of time to do this, 10-15 minutes.
According to the NRF survey, the average consumer plans to spend a record $108.24, and the biggest increase in spending came from costumes. To save, Allen recommends reaching out to your community on social media or within your neighborhood and swapping costumes.
There is no reason that you can't go cheaper or even no cost at all on costumes.
When it comes to candy, Allen says don't wait until the last minute to shop to avoid impulsively buying items right off the shelf. The NRF says total spending on decorations is expected to reach nearly $4 billion this year. So how do you trim that cost?
Resist the urge to get into a decor contest in your neighborhood. Use what you have. Don't go overboard.
And if you're hosting a Halloween party, go potluck.
Who can get the snacks? Who can get the ice? Who can get the drinks? Combine those receipts and split the cost evenly.
Cole Higgins reporting there. Okay, it's the season, but it just doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, well, no, definitely not. But it will by the time it gets to Halloween. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. First, with the very warm stretch through the weekend.
One thing we know for sure this time of year is it's going to change. It's that time of year where you don't like the weather, hold on, because something else is going to change, you know, especially as we get into November. We really tend to get into some of those really chilly temperatures. Goldsboro looking beautiful, a little bit breezy out there with some sunshine. Taking a look at Fayetteville. This is going to be a scene tonight. They have the zombie walk tonight. And down Hay Street in Fayetteville, that camera is going to look really good later on this evening. Apex looking pretty, as well as Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Looking at lots of sunshine, just those big puffy cumulus clouds out there. Looking at 85 for tomorrow. That's going to be within 1 degree of a record. Sunday is going to break the previous record of 83, and then we'll tie the record on Monday at 86. And then all of a sudden, where did that come from? 57 for Halloween. I know a lot of people probably don't want it to be in the 80s for Halloween. And 50 is okay. You don't have to put a giant coat over everybody's costume. But the big question is, how close will this front be to us? The last couple of days, it looked like it would be really moisture starved and that it would come through and drop our temperatures, but there wouldn't be a whole lot of rain with it. And the front itself is pretty moisture starved right now, but it has sent a line of showers out ahead of it. Now, that's not headed our way this weekend. High pressure is going to sit here and block all of that rain back to our west. So if you're headed out to a haunted house this evening or tomorrow, so many of those are like, you know, the haunted woods now. There's going to be a big full moon on Saturday night. It'll be big and full tonight too, a little looking pretty. At 8 o'clock, 70, 67 at 10 o'clock. It'll be a really pleasant evening to be out and about. But let's talk a little bit more about Halloween itself. We're going to pause it right here at 6 p.m. And this version of Futurecast is the more aggressive one in terms of how much rain that we may see. So this is right now looking at more of a worst case scenario, but it does start to push some rain into our western counties by 6 o'clock, and then by 11 o'clock, it's a decent amount of rain sitting over us. So I know a lot of folks would hope that that's not going to happen. Again, yesterday, the models were so much drier, and one of them is still considerably drier than that. So the takeaway here is keep checking back. We're going to see a lot more runs of the computer models between now and Monday, for example, and we'll continue to tweak this. So have a chance of some showers. 55 is our temperature potentially. Look at this. Absolutely gorgeous view of Linville Gorge at sunset. Leslie Restivo sent us this. Linville Gorge is going to be a great place to catch color this weekend. Stone Mountain State Park around the Asheville area, all going to have really good color. Up high around Grandfather Mountain, the top of Grandfather Mountain, or the top of Mount Mitchell, the color is already gone. But plenty of places in the mountains to see good color. Temperatures are going to be great. 80 in Asheville, 76 in Boone, 80 degrees in Murphy. And Sunday, same story. Highlands, 71. Asheville, 80. Spruce Pine, 75. So good-looking forecast. We have Tropical Storm Tammy that redevelops. This is the same one that was a hurricane. Winds at 65 miles per hour. It is headed off to the west at this point. It's headed off to the east at this point and away from land. That one's been very interesting, but again, it looks like it's going to stay out to sea. Another thing that's interesting about this 7-day forecast, besides the big drop that we see in our afternoon highs, we can see our coldest temperature of the season down at freezing on Thursday morning of next week.
Elizabeth, thanks. Now that student loan repayments have started back up, you may be feeling the impact on your wallet. Coming up, how Domino's is working to help you save a bit of money.
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today. After a standoff over several hours, officers in Fayetteville have taken one man into custody. Police say he was wanted for first-degree murder. This happened on Mesa Drive. Authorities did not release the man's name.
Sampson County Sheriff's Office identified the five people shot and killed in a home on Garland Highway. They're Alfonso Jeffers, Dagoberto Lopez, Hector Salazar Lopez, Lamar Williams, and Jamie Rowland. Sheriff told WRL this was targeted and the home is a known drug house. So far, no arrests.
Sources tell WRAL this Chapel Hill native and his wife are among the more than 200 hostages from Israel being held by Hamas. Friends say that Keith and Aviva Siegel of Chapel Hill were taken hostage on October 7th. Keith Siegel is from Chapel Hill, moved to Israel decades ago to raise a family with his wife, who is a kindergarten teacher.
While Swifties spend the day listening to Taylor's re-released 1989 album, she is celebrating billionaire status. A new report from Bloomberg shows Taylor Swift has reached billionaire. She has also reached pumpkin status, as you see here. Check out what's being called the Taylor Swiftkin. The large creation is in Columbus, Ohio, is almost 400 pounds. And there's a hint, I don't know if you saw it there on the side, there, NFL football with Travis Kelce's jersey number there in the display.
Domino's understands people might be feeling the pinch now that student loan repayments have resumed. So to help out, they are giving away $1 million worth of emergency pizza. Each day, the chain is offering 4,200 codes for a free medium two-topping pizza. And that will continue until it reaches $1 million. Codes must be redeemed by December 10th. And customers can apply at dominoes.com/student loans.
In Phoenix, Arizona, if you want to take an Uber, you can now get a driverless vehicle. It is part of a new partnership between Uber and Waymo. Waymo is a robo-taxi service where there is no one behind the wheel. Those who are not ready to ride in a driverless vehicle just yet can request a human driver in the app's ride preferences. For now, the Uber looks to offer a balance of human and autonomous rides. Many who drive for Uber are afraid this is the beginning of the end of their jobs.
The World Series gets started tonight on Fox 50. The Arizona Diamondbacks and Texas Rangers are squaring off for baseball's biggest prize. Game one will get started at 8 tonight. And former President George W. Bush will throw out the ceremonial first pitch of the World Series opener tonight. This will be his fourth World Series ceremonial first pitch, but his first before an opener.
Today's pet of the day comes to us from Wake County SPCA. Heidi is an 8-year-old female cat. Heidi's spirit is resilient, and she's shown every sign that she is ready for a new life as a beloved family pet. She's a sweet, outgoing cat who will be the first to greet you whenever you walk into a room. Heidi will be the perfect, playful, cuddly friend for whichever family decides to take her home. Her adoption fee is $45. And for more information, you can visit spcawake.org.
And coming up at 4, a popular local restaurant in Chapel Hill is struggling to stay afloat. WRL's Destiny Patterson explains why Linda's Bar and Grill is hoping to survive on the strength of the community. Just gorgeous out there right now, and certainly on the warm side.
It is just a great way to end October, isn't it? For folks who like the warm weather, hanging on to a little bit of summer, record-breaking temperatures on the way.
And just wait a few days if you like the cooler weather, because those temperatures are going to come crashing down come Halloween. NBC News Daily is next on WRL. Your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You get breaking news updates anytime with our WRL News app. Have a great Friday and a safe weekend.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.